it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh.
Who's that I see?
We'll be right back.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange, where the echo isn't working today. I'm bummed, but we have an extra special, super special treat for you today. We have Billy Miller of Kix Magazine.
And we're going to be Hello, Sally.
Hello, Miss Sally. And we're going to be doing, actually, it's our continuing study of Great Diabetics of Rock series, which we started last week with Lakeshore Nick Toshes, and we're carrying on with Billy Miller. And I believe next week will be Greg Shaw. No.
Don't. Charlie Feathers.
Yeah. And in case you don't know, Kix Magazine, which is the world's premier rock and roll magazine, and it comes out about once every 3 or 4 years, and a new issue has been on your stands for about the last month or two, and you've had plenty of time to read it, and now, if you haven't been able to find some of the records in here, we're going to do the audio portion of it. And Billy is in charge today. So, Bill, you want to give the folks a clue as to what we're going to hear?
In this first set?
What we're going to do today.
Dedicated listener of the show,
what did we just hear? We heard the Trashmen with On the Move. The Trashmen of the cover story in Kix. And then before that, we had Bobby Fuller for Our Favorite Marsh, and they were in the Kix before that. Today is the 26th anniversary of Bobby Fuller's fatal gasoline guzzle off.
He inhaled gasoline.
Oh, I see. Well, it's been 26 years today. Bobby Fuller passed on. Mike Wagner and the Bops did Basher Number 5, one of those titles that sounds good with the echo that we don't have today. The Teen Beats did Surfbound, and they're one of the more amazing stories in the new issue of Kix. The Crossfires did Out of Control. They later became the Turtles.
And later Flo and Eddie.
Yeah.
And later disc jockeys like yourself.
Mm-hmm. And what are we going to do? We have all kinds of sets, right, lined up. We got Trashy Rock and Roll, and then we got Trashy Rock and Roll by guys who later became famous, and we got Mexican Trashy Rock and Roll, and then we got
things from the archives.
Unreleased King Yusinevich.
Yeah.
And all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah. I think what we're going to start with is some stuff that's in the new Kix. I think we have like Doug Somm, Andy Starr, Rudy Tootie Grazel,
yeah,
things like that.
Okay, let's start with that. Let me say Doug Somm on turntable number one.
Crazy Baby.
Wait, we got a little
Daisy.
Something here for Billy.
What's that?
Now let's turn it over for a moment to today's teenage guest disc jockey. It's all yours, fella, and don't be nervous.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest disc jockey now. Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest disc jockey now.
She's a walking down the street. Ought to see my crazy Daisy. Well, she's a walking down the street. She's the kind of a chick that ever got a woman to me. Oh, yeah. You love my love and honey. I'd give all my money, but I'll never, never, never let her go. Well, crazy, crazy Daisy. She won't do your daddy right.
Crazy, crazy Daisy. You won't do your daddy right. Well, now, crazy, crazy Daisy. You won't do your daddy right.
An all-American boy sings his way into your hearts.
Now in the year 1929, there was a lot of mean cats flopping around. There was Babyface Nelson and Scarface Capone. My pretty boy Floyd, they were bad boy none until they met a meaner cat. He made them fret, they won't forget. Take a hoover, take a hoover. He made them scream. Take a hoover. Now from 1931 to 1933, Machine Gun Kelly, he went on a spree. Started robbing banks, started kidnapping. And then one early morning, Mr. Hoover caught him napping. He had it made right in the shade until he made J. Edgar Matt. He made it free. Now John Dillinger was public enemy number one. Why, he even broke jail with a little toy gun. Now one day Johnny got too big for his britches. He went to the movies. When he came out, they made him stitches. He should have known. Leave banks alone. J. Edgar said, I dig that cat, cause he's really gone. Take a hoover. Take a hoover. He made it free. Take a hoover. Now this is the end of the FBI story about Mr. J. Edgar Hoover and all his glory. Now don't any of you young cats make any wrong trails. You get Mr. Hoover a hot on your... Take a hoover. Take a hoover. He made it free. Take a hoover.
Mister, you're a psycho.
Well, I've been working hard all week long. It's Saturday night, and I'm going home and get her ready to go out tonight. Well, I'm going to tell my baby to be ready at 8. Tell her to hurry, cause I don't like to wait. Cause I'm a head cat, and I'm a stripper out tonight. At all. Running on a town, gonna have myself a ball. Gonna take my baby to a driving show. And we'll be parking in a moonlight room. Cause I'm a headcat, and I'm a stripper. It all. Going on a town, gonna have myself a ball. Gonna take my baby to a driving show. And we'll be parking in a moonlight room. And I'm a stripper.
They didn't have transistors in those days. Just tubes as big as light bulbs.
Got your nerve, haven't you?
When the rolling wheel goes round and round, all my money goes down, down. And we're losing all I know. You got no sense to know when to go. All the wheels go round and round. Look at that, the wheels go round and round. All my cash just like crash down, 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 down.
Listen to me, you wide-mouthed punk. We've heard just about all we want from you.
There's a cat in town that you might Blueport car, he's a crazy king. That guy can go, that cat called Domino, Domino, Domino. Well, the girls all think he's a real gone guy. They all flip when he walks by. Long side burns and cool white shoes. Ready to go and never think the blues. That guy can go, that cat called Domino. Well, he's 6 foot two with a real dark tan. Got all the women in the palm of his hand. Coal black hair and a solid style. Baby blue eyes and a crazy smile. That guy can go, that cat called Domino.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
This is The Hound, WFMU East Orange, and we're sitting here with Billy Miller of Kix Magazine, going through some of the sounds that you can read about in the new issue of Kix, and that was Roy Orbison with a previously unheard anywhere version of Domino. That's probably the first time it's ever been played on the radio.
Yeah, that was cut in Clovis, New Mexico with Norman Petty before he went to Sun.
And never released?
No, never released.
Before that, we heard the amazing Andy Starr, whose story is in Kix with Around and Around. His sexual escapades are splattered all over your pages here. Now, how many women does he claim to have slept with?
He claims to have slept with 5,000, which leaves a little time for sleep, actually. But he's actually promoting himself that way. He still plays down in Arkansas. In fact, he sent a picture of him performing in some quote-unquote nightclub, and it had a potato chip rack only inches away from his shoulder. So, I don't, you know, this is like in Sam Drucker's store or something. But his posters say, you know, Andy Starr, rock and roll legend, slept with 5,000 women.
Oh, boy. Jimmy Witter and the Shadows did If You Love My Woman on the Elvis label.
Yeah, the colonel made him stop that one.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't let him have it out.
Otherwise, I'm sure it was headed straight for the top of the charts.
Yeah, that had quite a few tractor marks over the groups, too.
Yeah, Larry Terry did Hepcat before that.
Yeah, Larry, that's the only record he made, and Miriam had tracked Larry down, and he consented to an interview. So, being the nice fellow I am, I sent him a copy of Kix so he could check it out. And then when I called up to do the interview, he declined.
Maybe he didn't want to be in such a classy magazine.
I don't know. That could be it.
And Rudy Tootie Grayzel did the FBI story. Now, you managed to get yourself hooked up with Rudy Grayzel since the story came out.
Yeah, sure.
You know, you put out a record with Rudy on the Norton label, EP.
The Rock and Roll Beretta.
And we opened up with a Doug Somm, a very early cut, Crazy Daisy, on the Harlem label.
Like crazy.
Yeah.
But we can get more records in that way, so it's not bad.
Yeah.
It just kind of shortens it up.
And the Doug Somm, that's a sort of a taste. We have a set coming up a little later with the first records by Lou Reed and the Jades. And
yeah, we could actually throw that
Neil
one in there.
Young and
that was actually his first rock and roll record. He made one record before that, like a real squeaky kind of kiddie record.
Oh, right. The real All-American Joe. I believe I borrowed your copy of that one when we did. When you did your Doug Somm interview for Kix, I did one for the radio.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then we both edited out Il Bruch talking for an hour and got the 5 minutes of Doug Somm.
Well, the great thing with Doug is he talks so fast that you could kind of bring a 10-minute cassette and get his whole life story on it.
Yeah. Unless you want to get him and talk about baseball, then you can go for a while.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Boy, what we have lined up next, I guess. Well, we don't have anything to announce, do we? I don't know of anything going. Jerry Lee Lewis at Tramps tonight.
Possibly playing tonight.
We're going over there.
Gosh,
I hate Tramps, though.
Don't say that, Billy. Keeping our fingers crossed.
We're
going to
go.
For Tramps.
I think Jerry Lee's going to show up this time.
I think Jerry Lee will show up. I think he'll definitely show up. I think he needs the money. Anyway, I don't know of anything else to renounce. There's a film noir festival going on down at the Film Forum. That's pretty cool. So our next set centers around the Minneapolis rock scene. No.
Oh, I'm working on Wednesdays at...
Yeah, we're...
Oh, yeah, Sally's tending bar Wednesdays at a new bar called Wally's.
Well.
Yeah, we've got to build up a Saturday crowd, for Wednesday crowd for Miss Sally.
Yeah.
So it's 7th Street and Avenue A, where the Wawa Hut used to be.
Yeah, Wawa Wally's.
I'd love to go, but Wednesday nights I watch Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, I tape it.
VCR friendly. So what's
the that way I could solve a mystery before you do, because you got to go home and watch it on tape.
It's true. Maybe you could call me and give me updates.
Or you can get a TV in the bar, and everyone will be happy.
Pound that kicks his shot. It's time for you to buy a new copy, man.
I know. I got to get another copy. I always tear up the first one somehow. So you got a lot of Minneapolis. You don't really think of Minneapolis as a hotbed of rock and roll unless you really get into it. And then you understand that they had a lot
unless
of
you're
a huge,
fan.
Yeah, a really huge rock and roll scene in the '50s and early '60s. And now, so you have the Trashmen and Mike Wagner and the Bops and an attempt at Kai Ray. And maybe it's my breath over the phone or something. And that's what our next set concerns ourselves with, right?
Yeah, I think what we'll do, we'll start it off with Baby Baby by Mike Wagner, a song he stole from Dale Hawkins, and that kind of put the whole scene in focus. And then the Trashmen kind of got a lot from Mike Wagner, and then et cetera and et cetera.
And then what, we end up with the Replacements on this set?
Yeah.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear Mike Wagner and the Bops.
There we go.
Another name, you know. You just need Echo for some of these names.
I know.
Yeah, I think last time I was here, there was no Echo either.
It's your fault. Maybe it's just you. Right, let's hear it.
I'm a babysitter, mine. Tell me, baby. Tell me, what am I to do? Baby, baby, baby. Oh, should I keep on loving you? When I go to bed, I try to get some sleep. I talk on phone and it wouldn't be no good, baby. Mama Jean, Judy, creep, 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 creep. Tell me, baby. Should I keep on loving you? Babysitter, mine. Tell me, baby. Tell me, what am I to do? Baby, baby, baby. Or should I keep on loving you? Well, now, whoa, 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 whoa. Tell me, baby. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Tell me, baby. Whoa, 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 whoa.
tell me what am I to do? Baby, 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 or should I keep right on loving you? Doing a you bang a stone, you bang a stone with a rock and roll beat, saying a thing that's ever been told. You bang a stone, you bang a style, when the hits is gonna drive the cool cats a wild. Shivers to my feet, a rock and a roll and a skip and a stomp, a tune you bang and stomp until I roll over dead.
Thank you. my local DJ. Well, it's a jumping, it's a record that I want my jockey to play. Roll it over Beethoven, I've got to hear it again today. You know my temperature's rising and the jukebox blowing a few. My heart's a beating rhythm and my soul keeps a singing the blues. Roll it over Beethoven and tell Tchaikovsky the news. Well, if you're feeling like it, go get your lover, then you're feeling rockin'. And roll it over, then you move on up just a trifle further, then you're feeling you rockin'. One another, roll it over, they dove it, and dig these rhythm and blues.
I screwed up, Bill. You know what? We're going to play New Generation by the Trashmen and then go into that set.
Fine.
I got to re-cue it, folks.
Okay, Hound's re-cueing as we watch.
Oh, see, that was the Trashmen, Roll Over Beethoven. And now we're going to play New Generation.
Anybody that knows how to spell Beethoven.
Caught me off guard. I was looking at Leo Kottke CDs over here on the wall.
Okay, this one was written by Kai Ray, by the way.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Well, chalk up an error for the Hound. I screwed up my cues. That never happened before. Anyway, So what we heard was the Cure Ashman with New Generation, a tune written by Kai Ray, who refused to talk to me for the latest issue of Kix. And then Roll Over Beethoven, that's brand new, right? A new
Yeah, that's new on Sundays. That was never released. That was going to be like the, I think, the follow-up to either Surfin' Bird or Bird Dance Beat, but then the Fab Four came out with their version and knocked them out of the saddle, so I guess it was left to ELO to cut theirs. And
we heard the Yeti Men doing My Baby Left Me. Now, what's the Yeti Men? Where do they fit into this?
Total genius. They're one of the great Minneapolis unsung bands.
Unsung is right.
Yeah. There's another great song, High Himalayas, that they did. They split an album. There was an album was half by the Yeti Men and half by a folk group called the Upa Trio. And the great thing on the album is one of the guys from the Upa Trio quit, and they got another guy and, like, cut his head out of a picture and glued it on the guy that used to be there, only it's, like, twice as big as a normal head would be, you know? So it looks like two guys with banjos and Rondo Hatton in a tree, so.
And then we opened it up with Mike Wagner and the Bops, Baby Baby.
Yeah. And also Ubangi Stomp.
Oh, right, the
one of the great versions of that.
It's the flip. How did they end up on the Argo label, do you think? It's Chess subsidiary.
I don't know.
Forgot to ask them.
I did ask them, and they didn't know. So, I mean, how do I know? You know, call up Chess Records, ask them. They don't even know how Chuck Berry got on the label.
Yeah, really. Well, you got this Trashman thing. You can really follow the entire history of rock and roll from beginning to end through the Trashman. They started out playing rockabilly as Jim Thaxter and the Travelers.
Yeah, right. Three quarters of the group, everybody but the bass player, they backed up a guy named Jim Thaxter, and they cut a record in his living room entitled Sally Joe, back from Cyclone. And then they all left him and just started their own thing.
Right, and then they went into playing surf music.
Right.
Kind of ended up playing more garage punk kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And imitating Bob Dylan on one of their final recordings.
Yeah, well, one of their final recordings, they imitate Walter Brennan, the Green Green Backs of Home.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could kind of trace everything with that.
But. Yeah, and then they kind of, then it's over for the Trashmen, and it was pretty much over for rock and roll at that point anyway, 1967.
I think they kind of lost interest in it. I mean, they had no interest in being a psychedelic band. They, you know.
No, I couldn't imagine a psychedelic
surfing
group. They
got no goofy skeletons in their closet or anything, so.
Yeah. Well, it is, and the story is in the new issue of Kix, and it is, it's a great story, and it's a great picture. A fantastic picture. You know, the one thing you forget about these rock, nowadays you have these rock bands, you know, like even like big bands, you know, like Guns N' Roses and Bruce Springsteen, they're all like guys in their 40s. I mean, if you look at these pictures, these guys back then, they were kids. They were
young.
Well, yeah,
this was all right out of high school.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the Del Airs and the Trashmen, you realize that if you added up their ages, these guys couldn't buy a six pack. Anyway, we want to do a little bit.
There's four of them. They couldn't split it up evenly either.
Yeah. Should we do a couple of news stories, Miss Sally? Animals.
You know what I've noticed here that I didn't know from listening to the show, that the news desk is actually a news swivel chair.
Yeah.
It's
not really a desk.
Right.
But you do rustle the papers as if you're out.
Once in a while, we kneel over there and pretend we're on a desk.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I was going to do Billy's favorite story about Tipper Gore.
Well, let's do that.
Entertainment scoop. Tipper was a drummer in a rock band. Now it can be told.
Uh-oh. Just like Iggy.
Tipper Gore, who led a nationwide campaign to put parental advisory stickers on record albums, played drums in an all-girl rock band in high school.
Wow.
Quote, I got a set when I was 14 and just started to
play. She got a set when she was 14?
In the house to the stereo.
No training bra or nothing, right? She ought to put a parental sticker on her comments.
She said this in an interview for Entertainment Weekly, because now that her husband, Senator Al Gore, is the Democratic vice presidential choice.
I think the band was called the Wildcats or something.
Yeah, her band was called the Wildcats.
That's great.
And she liked Ringo Starr and Sandy Nelson, and she had his record Let There Be Drums, and she played along with it.
As did Iggy.
I think this is just a subversive plot on the part of the Democrats to sway the stupid rock vote into their camp.
Yeah, she wants to be famous.
I mean, I could just see me going in the voting booth and they start piping in unreleased tapes of the Wildcats playing Let There Be Drums. And it's just saying, vote for them.
Yeah, I think it would work. But I really, you got to look at these Democratic guys running, and I'll vote for them like everybody else. You're going to kind of have to vote for them because the Republicans are so horrible.
So
but they really look like Anchorman. They got the Anchorman hair disease.
Well, you said reject from Anchorman school.
Yeah, I can't deal with the Anchorman hair thing. I think they should both get mohawks if they want to.
I'm not only the president, I'm also a client.
Yeah.
I'm also the vice president.
Okay, now next what we have, we heard a little bit of a sneak preview of in the miscue department, was Miriam went out and tracked down the story. This is one of the greatest stories I've ever read in my life, this guy Ron Haddock.
That might be the best story we ever had in Kicks. Except for your Kai Ray story was pretty genius. But
well, thank you, Bill. But it certainly wasn't as in-depth about Ron Haddock in the...
Haydock. No, Ron Haddock.
Ron Haydock. That's what I said. Haydock. Tell us about Ron Haydock.
Well, if I do that, they won't buy the magazine.
Okay.
Well, actually, Ron was
tell them everything but the end.
What they call a jack of all trades. He started out as a singer. He emulated Gene Vincent in Chicago with his band, the Boppers. They cut two records and a bunch of other songs, which we track down the tapes. We're gonna get them out and stuff sometime in the fall, maybe. And He moved on to other things. He started a fanzine like in 1960 called Ape that would just rave about things like Tarzan and Dale Hawkins and all kinds of crazy things. He moved on to write like porn novels.
Right, I noticed
Ape Rape, Sex Arenos.
Some of these covers are featured in the new Kicks, Lesbian Stripper, Flipside Lover.
They're really great to read, too, because they mention,
so
just about every
rape.
One of them mentions the Boppers. You know, he would mention that these people were in a club or something, and suddenly the band ripped into 99 Chicks, which was his coolest song and stuff. So, then of course he went to the Ray Dennis Steckler movies. He was Rat Fink and Rat Fink a Boo Boo. And the Thrill Killers, a few others.
Blood Shack, I guess, was his last feature appearance in a movie.
Yeah.
And then he basically fell apart and became one of those guys and walks the streets talking to themselves, pretty much.
Like the rest of us.
Like the rest of us. Well, let's hear
it. Like all my friends.
Let's hear some of this.
But he's certainly a man to be saluted.
Oh, yeah, it's one of the greatest stories in rock, you know.
And also, you know, we hadn't even mentioned he was the editor of Fantastic Monsters magazine.
Oh, right. I mean, he was Forrest Ackerman sort of took him under his arm and...
in a half Nelson.
Yeah. Whoa. Well,
why don't we
let's just throw on
some of his early stuff.
Okay, let's hear some of this. The WFMU East Orange, and we're sitting here with Billy Miller from Kicks Magazine. We're doing an audio accompaniment to the new issue of Kicks.
Well, I got 99 chicks, but they won't do. All I want is a girl by the name of 99 chicks, they've been knocking all on the door. Well, if I had you, honey, I'd get up off of that floor. Well, I'm the 99 chicks, they don't give me no rides. All I need for you, you say, I'm the 99 chicks, they've been knocking all on the door. Well, if I had you, honey, I'd get up off of that floor. One 9-8 eyes, they all been in my door. Have no time for the 99 chicks, they've been knocking all on the door. But if I had to see my honey, I'd get up off of that floor. Rockin' it! It'd be just my luck, not one of the girls that I want. 99 chicks, they've been knocking down the honey, I get up off of the floor.
Presenting the greatest, yes, the greatest. Now let's take these brown Hispanic people.
Sounds of hell.
All my troubles started on Interstate 45. Screaming down the highway, too close to 105. I was seated low, flying high, pipes as red as the sun in the sky. All my troubles started on. In front of me, a broad sliding car and a big oak tree. All my troubles got an old Interstate 45. Thank you.
This is a hit.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Teen Beat Club in fabulous Las Vegas now proudly presents Charlie White Eagle.
Now this next number I'm going to be doing is called Red Roses for a Blue Lady.
I want some red roses for a blue lady. Mr. Florist, take my order, please. We had a silly quarrel the other day. Flowers chase the blues away. I want some red roses for a blue lady. Send them to the sweetest gal in town. And if they do the trick, then I'll hurry back. White orchid for her wedding gown. I want some red roses for a blue lady. Mr. Florist, take my order, please. We had a silly quarrel the other.
Well, well, Charlie White Eagle.
That's the farthest I've ever gotten into that record.
Yeah, well, now you never have to play it again. Now, that was the record that Wayne Newton got all bent out of shape about.
Well, what happened with that record, and this is one of the stories related in the New Kicks magazine. This band, the Teen Beats in Las Vegas, they were managed by two guys who actually had their own club, the Teen Beat Club, and they were the house band. When all these guys like Johnny Rivers get popular at the Whiskey A Go-Go, Trini Lopez at PJ's, all these clubs had their own star. They decided to get their own star, and they took their janitor and cut this record with them live on New Year's Eve. And what happened was one of the guys who ran the club absolutely hated Wayne Newton. He had a feud going with Wayne Newton. And in order to get even with Wayne, they decided to have this guy cut that version of Red Roses for a Blue Lady, and it actually was outdoing Wayne's version in Las Vegas, which, you know, is Wayne's town. And that's just, you know, something you don't do.
Now, a little later, the guy had, they had a fight with Mick Jagger, and we can hear a little snap.
Oh, yeah, no, check this out. Here's the other side.
What happened?
You got it queued up?
Yeah, it's on.
This next song I'm gonna be doing is on side two, called Get Off of My Cloud.
by the Rolling Stones. I live on the 99th Quinn. I live on the apartment.
Well, that's well, false. Yeah. You get the idea.
Yeah.
And let's just be glad he never had a feud with the legendary Stardust Cowboy.
Yeah, well, what turned out happening was that guy indirectly, that record indirectly cost them the Teen Beat Club, because, well, I'll leave it up to the readers. They could go out and get a Kicks at See Here or many other fine stores, get it directly from us or whatever, and read the full details.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than hearing the record.
Yeah. Before that, we heard Dwight Douglas and his Jayhawks with Interstate 45.
That's actually Lenny and the Thundertones from Detroit.
And Locos del Ritmo did El Mongol.
Yeah.
From Mexico City, and they're still together.
We have a full blab on those guys. I mean,
sent a reporter down to Mexico City, and they're still together, still playing, and basically still sound like that.
Yeah. What could be
Don't
better?
Mess with a good sound.
Really?
What could be better? Speaking of better, Sally, that was a fabulous meal.
Yeah, that prepared. Was wonderful.
Well, you know, I was up with my cold.
I'm obviously displaying better table manners than Nick Toshes did last week. that was quite a show.
Way
I was
to thank you. Table
manners. Well, now we always have to do a couple of numbers like that, you know.
I think Town got the prize, though.
The Del Airs did Drag.
New Jersey's own Del Airs.
From right around here.
The
huh?
Horror Party Beach.
Well, I read that. That was good.
You read? What? You read a novel? The Horror Party Beach?
I read about the Del
Airs. That's a great, great feature in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
The Del Airs doing the zombie stomp. And Drag. Drag's from the movie, too.
Mm-hmm. And we opened that set up with a triumvirate of rockers from Ron Haddock and the Boppers. Rat Fink from the movie. Maybelline, I covered the Chuck Berry song, and 99 Chicks.
Sally, are you laughing because he's still saying Haddock?
it's kind of fish. Isn't it?
Yeah.
What the hell is it? Well, I think the next issue you should do a big store feature on
maybe we'll
on
give you a phonetic issue.
On his bass player.
Andy Sammons.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, I guess we got like 7 minutes to a promised Vibe report. We got a pile of 45s.
It's
big
pretty wild, too, because I brought a VOM set and didn't even play that Charlie White Eagle record in the VOM set, so you can imagine what I brought for that.
Yeah. We can imagine. Okay, so what we got queued up here is Larry DeRue's Chicken Session. We're going to hear that. We'll get through as many of these 45s as we can before Vibe time, and then we'll come back.
All right.
Vibe, and then Vibe, then we'll VOM. Then we'll Vamoose.
Okay, ready for a little chicken music here. Gonna have kind of a cool session now, okay. Is doing the chicken now. Everybody's chicken. Well, that's really smart chicken. Baby, you can't fake it because you really got a shake. Thank you.
the moon.
Well, tan my hide.
When the countdown comes and the blast you hear, means this old chimp will be leaving here. Zooming up high through the clouds and stars,
trying to set a record.
Of the stars and bars.
A poor old chimp must have some rights. Working for my uncle on these outer space flights. The man at the gate is a giving the sign.
For me to leave the earth behind.
Close for comfort, man. I'm warning you, baby. Move over.
Oh! You know I love you, baby. All I want to do is kiss you, honey.
Okay to dance if you wanna. I said dance, not wrestle.
Oh!
Karate!
Ooh, I love your sweet, tender skin. Put your head on my shoulder, will you, baby? I can.
Kiss, that's all.
I know, baby.
Oh! You love me?
I sure do, baby.
Marry me?
Oh, no, let's wait. She loves me.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Karate by Ray Sanders and friend. Good one, Bill.
Yeah.
We heard Mike Lawing with Chimpanzee.
That was good
Ride.
With you and Sally singing over that instrumental.
Yeah. And Larry DeRue with Chicken Session. And we got a Vibe report on the line. Our Vibe Meister.
Is he there, Roscoe?
Yo.
Hey, hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. We just finished eating. We got Billy Miller out here, and we're spinning records from a new issue of Kix magazine.
Hey,
how you doing, Roscoe?
Pretty good.
And you're out in Lake Geneva?
No, actually, we were there, and now we're in.
You're where?
In a
Signal just broke up.
It must be a town with a dirty word in the title.
Well, no, I'm in another one of these phones where you can pull up in the car.
Oh.
And I think the line wasn't long enough for the last truck driver who used
it. And the brakes are faulty.
Right, so you just tried to pull it out.
Of wheat and corn for as far as we can see.
Wow, so you're on your way home.
No, not really. Hello?
Yes.
I can't move at all. No, we're just out here checking out ML's clan.
Oh, you're in Michigan now.
Yeah, and we're going to Mary Lee's craft reunion.
No, I was supposed to go to mine last night.
You were?
Yeah, I blew it off, though.
Hey. Well, we're there, and, I mean, all the class reunions that I ever went to, I mean, I've gotten an incredible amount of trouble at those things. You know, it's something like a small-town country club with 25-cent beers is a good prescription for fun.
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
But, sorry, I missed last week's Vibe Report. I was out playing golf, and my sister and ML were supposed to call in the Vibe Report, but they spaced it out completely.
Well, they'll never work either coast again, but you're forgiven.
Hey,
it was cool because I liked that you were on the golf course because we had Nick Tosches out here, and we were doing the Dean Martin special.
My dad is really interested in the Dino book, you know?
We'll have to get him a copy.
Yep. Maybe a signed edition for his birthday.
Well, I think we can handle it.
That'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening in the city of Heat?
It hasn't really been that hot.
I had a couple
of days of severe heat. I don't know. Sally's got a new...
Where have you been, Jim? Bar
gig.
You been in Fairbanks or something?
Oh, working at Wally's Wednesday nights.
Oh, yeah. Is that happening? The opening party was pretty good.
Uh-huh. It's okay. Wally came in.
So whenever Wally shows, it's kind of like the moment.
Yeah, you got to clap and stuff, you know.
That's kind of funny. It is kind of funny, that little traffic thing that happens there in between the bar and the back room.
The little bottle up, you mean?
Yeah, a little bottleneck.
Mm-hmm.
The cluster beep. But, that was a pretty good party.
It went pretty good.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I got any other news. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I have any other news either. I can't think of any.
The weather in Wisconsin was pretty bad. You know, we were stuck in the house for days, you know, so... You know, when you're stuck in the house for days, you pretty much end up yelling at people, so...
So who'd you yell at? Cheese.
Who else? It wasn't Mary Lee.
Uh-huh.
Oh!
So... Mm-hmm.
The Dragon Lady?
The Dragon Lady. Yeah, it was kind of fun, you know, it was I got some good pictures of food.
Great.
They got a new kind of, like, low-fat bratwurst in Wisconsin.
Just going to ask you that.
Well, what it is, you know, usually bratwurst is a blend of veal and pork and a couple other four-legged things.
Yeah, a couple of two-legged ones, too, I think.
Well, they had the straight veal bratwurst, which was really good.
Mm.
You know? They're always coming up.
He's
really
got the Vibe Report and the animal desk in one fell swoop.
Right. But they still have not invented fat free potato salad.
No. It wouldn't be any good if they did.
Right.
I think.
Kinda like when they took the beef fat out of the McDonald's buns and fries.
Mm.
You know, one can only look back on the days. I don't know what else is happening. Oh, I guess this musician article with me and Nils came out.
I saw it. Your picture looks really great. You're on page,
picture?
I believe, 25 of the new issue of Musician Magazine.
Cool.
With the life-size picture of Nils.
And the record's out, so I'm pretty excited about that.
And your name is in big letters on the back. That's the most important part.
In Ralph Steadman's hand.
Yeah.
So, you know, now I'm just hoping that thing's going to go at least through the rafters.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, what's on tap for fun in the city this week?
Well, we don't know. We're going to go see Jerry Lee Lewis tonight.
Where?
At Tramps.
Oh, the new Tramps.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
The second new Tramps.
Yeah.
The trampiest tramps of all.
I guess, too bad I couldn't get that tape to you. Well, next week you can play the tape.
Okay.
But, I mean, you ought to at least go downstairs and, you know, give the killer a chance to insult you or something.
Hmm. I've met him, actually. He was pretty nice when I met him. I wouldn't want to push it.
Well, maybe you could send Brian down there with a tape recorder and some questions.
I'll get his station ID.
Yeah. We'll work on it. We can't get Brian in for... We can't even get ourselves in for free, unfortunately.
Oh, really? Steve the Weasel Weitzman won't give you any tickets, even though you're...
Nah, we're treated terribly by tramps here at FMU. We always have been treated terribly. So if you're an FMU supporter, you know, drive your car through the front of it some night.
Yeah, even
show your support.
FMU benefit there and everything.
FMU benefit. You know, they took, on a Tuesday night of tramps, the place would normally be dead, right? We fill the place up. They get a great bar. They make a ton of money. They took $1,500 out of our door.
You're kidding me.
No. That's, you know, that's the way they operate.
No respect.
No respect at all.
Wow.
Perhaps it's because every time you say the word tramps, you make it sound like you're going to clean the outhouse or something. You go, tramps.
Well, it is in
you know.
It's a kind
there's
of
a reason
weird
for that
area. But they do have the thing there, the indoor golfing range right on that block.
Mm, it's the yuppie playground block.
So you can, you know...
Well,
check out your grip.
It's one of those places. It's like certain people whose names are always preceded with the expression effin', you know.
Mm. Like effin' Johns.
Yeah. Kinda.
So, Billy. So, how's your Mac?
My Mac?
Well, don't you have a Mac now?
Yeah, but I don't know how to use it.
Who does?
I'm still trying to master the pencil.
I was going to say, the post-Mac
Miriam.
Issue of Kix is
you like
pretty
that?
Spectacular looking.
I think Miriam is...
All credit goes to the missus.
Yeah, Miriam pilots the Mac.
Yeah.
You know, the post-Mac graphics are easier to send by fax.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can fax tidbits to other fans, you know.
You gotta get next time you rent a car, Roscoe, you gotta get a car with a fax machine in it.
they do, you know, they just pile the charges on. I mean,
so you can fax the guy in the car in front of you and tell him to move out of the lane.
You're blocking my cell. Well, you know, we'll be in Sunday night and we'll just catch you on the weekly booze cruise and try to make it down to Sally's Wednesday night since that seems to be the only advertisable fun.
You bet.
Happening. Till then.
Aloha.
Bye, Roscoe.
See you, Roscoe.
State of the Vibe Report. And that's just part of the fun, folks. Because now we go into the VOM set.
Uh-oh.
Woo-hoo.
Well, Bill, in addition to Kix Magazine, the Miller Empire encompasses many other things, including this Norton Records beast.
Right.
And so what we have queued up are some outtakes from some Norton projects.
Well, the ever-popular King Usenevich and the Usenevich Tones. I brought a tape down with a few songs of theirs from the vaults or the sock drawer or whatever. And I've also got some things on a quote-unquote artist in development, Wade Curtis, doing a version of Surfin' Bird from the 70s.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to hear more King Usenevich.
Yeah, and a few other assorted things.
Okay, well, let's hear it. And what's the King Usenevich story? I mean, come on. I feel like Thomas Slater. What is it with these guys? Is that even real?
How come you can pronounce Usenevich and you can't pronounce Haydock?
You mean Haddock? Because
yeah.
I can spell Usenevich.
Your run-of-the-mill garden variety Polish auto mechanic music.
Okay. And we also got on tap some live Real Kids and Flat Duo Jets.
Yes, yeah, some
right,
other stuff that we'll be putting out.
Okay, let's hear from King U.
All right.
There she was on the walking out of the street singing. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me, saying,
do I need it?
my door and we get a little more.
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Well, everybody's heard about the burn. Well, the burn, 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 baba burn, baba burn, baba burn, burn, burn. The burn is the word. The burn, the burn, the burn is the word. The burn, the burn, the burn is the word. Baba boom, bow, bow, baba boom, bow, bow, baba boom, bow, bow, baba boom, bow, bow. Burn, the burn, the burn is the word. The burn, the burn, the burn is the word. Baba burn, burn. The bird is the word. Well, everybody knows that the bird is the word, and don't you know that the bird is the word? The bird, the bird, the bird, the bird, the bird.
Seven fossils.
Seven
I got no money. I got no money. But I got a pill. I got a pill. Well, I am so I'm so I'm out.
This is a hit!
Hey, Johnny Jones got a car just the other day. Took his girl out for a ride, thought that she would play. But he ran into trouble along the road, they said. And as they met the time, I fooled around until I thought we was lost. And then I even tried to plug her through exhaust. Oh, I can't get her started. I can't get her started. She won't turn over for me.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
King Yusinevich from the Vaults with Billy Miller from Kix Magazine. This is WFMU East Orange. I'm the Ham. That was She Won't Turn Over
now
for
Me.
Now
they're begging for Charlie White Eagle to come back on.
Can we dedicate that to the Budafuco guy out in Long Island?
Yeah. There's another name you can pronounce. I don't understand it.
The name he loves, actually.
She won't.
The Real Kids did All Night Bop, and that's for an upcoming Norton Live record,
yeah, we're
maybe?
Going through a bunch of live tapes. We're going to put a live thing out. That was recorded in 1978.
And before that, the Flat Duo Jets, Hey Boss Man.
Benny Joyce song. Mm-hmm. Always managed to sneak Benny in.
Wade Curtis did Surfin' Bird. This is like sort of a 70s set.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That.
Well, Wade Curtis was. He made rockabilly records
Wade,
in the 50s.
Yeah. Wade Curtis. He recorded the theme. Big Heavy was George the Hound Lorenz, the other Hound.
Mm-hmm.
His theme. Wade Curtis had recorded that and a bunch of other things. One of them that you play a lot, Bright Lights.
Mm-hmm. Maxine.
Yeah, Maxine. And today, Wade is a wrestling promoter and manager under the name Dr. Master Curtis. I don't know if he goes back and forth or what. He manages tag teams like the Interns and the Pink Panthers for the CWS Federation in Tennessee. So we're going to be putting out some records to be sold exclusively at the matches. Mm-hmm. And I was interested in the 50s stuff, and I went through the tapes. We found some things we were interested in putting out. Then he goes, I got a tape of me from when I was in the Trashmen. And I said, you were in the Trashmen? He goes, well, the Trashmen, but the other Trashmen.
So he was in a fake Trashmen?
I guess so. I didn't quite get the story, you know. I was too busy at the time being in the other Beatles, you know. he's another fascinating Trashman character who, when you speak to him, he talks on a speakerphone from about 80 feet away from it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
And we opened it up with another King Yusinovich outtake, Diddy Wah Diddy.
No, Do Wah Diddy.
Do Wah Diddy. No, Do Wah Duty.
Do Wah Duty Duty.
Whatever.
Well,
hopefully for all the Kings fans,
well, that was,
all seven of you,
that was
we'll get another record out.
That made one of my VOM sets look listenable, Bill.
Like
well, let's
that,
talk
huh?
about some of the other projects. You've got the new issue of Kix Magazine out, and you've got a lot of new projects on Norton Records that we'll be hearing some stuff coming up from this Raging Teens, which is what, New England rockabilly?
New England rock and roll.
50s rock and roll scene in New England, which most people would think never didn't even exist.
Right. Right.
And then there's also...
There's going to be three albums and three of the dreaded compact discs as well.
And you also have a Charlie Feathers disc coming out soon.
Yeah.
And
again, a multi-formatted release.
Miriam has a book out now, right?
A Bad Seed Postcard book.
Bad Seed Postcard book. You can get that almost any bookstore, right? It's got pretty good distribution, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
But it's shaped funny. It's one of those ones they keep near the counter in a bookstore.
Right.
Like, not on the shelf.
Postcard
it's like,
shapes.
Yeah, postcard.
Right. So when you're up reaching for change in your pocket, you can knock the whole display down.
Yeah.
And then the image of each book cover is logged in your mind as you're picking 30 books up off the floor.
And Miriam's been writing for Crime Beat, huh?
Yeah, she did some things for Crime Beat, and as we speak, she is putting the finishing touches on her new digest, The Smut Peddler.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you give out, there's not really one store that seems to carry everything anymore. Why don't you give out your mailing address and for your catalog and all that, Bill?
Okay.
Folks,
everybody get a pencil, because I know when they announce addresses over the air, I never have a pencil handy.
Hold on a second. The girl in Secaucus hasn't gotten her pad yet. You got it, hon? You got it? Okay. Everybody?
I don't think he knows
what I'm saying. This guy in Newark is giving us a hard time. Get the pen out.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
If you want a free catalog with Kix Magazine, assorted Norton Records, all kinds of records about 7,845s that are unavailable in stores, write to Norton Records, NORTON, Box 646, Cooper Station, New York, New York, 10003.
Very good.
All right.
WFMU, East Orange, by way of Legal ID. Let's hear some of this New England rock and roll from the 50s. And here's one of the great nuts in rock history, Gene Maltese.
Yeah. Gene recently called up at about 2 in the morning and got Miriam on the phone and said, I'm a friend of Gene Maltese's and I'm sad to tell you that he's dead. And what do you think of that?
No.
You know, so...
Give him Kai Ray's phone number for me.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
Smother me with kisses. Bless my heart with love. Cause when I'm in your arms, I'm in a new world. I realize that you're my girl. I wanna cling to you like a honeybee. I love you like a raging sea. Crush me with the power of the love you give. Cause when I'm in your arms, see, I make your love rage on like a thunder.
fingertip, crush me with the power of the love you give. Cause when I'm in your arms, I'm in a new world. Just to realize that you're my girl. I wanna cling to you like a honeybee, cause I love like a raging sea. Fingertip, crush me with the power of the love you give. Cause when I'm in your arms, I'm in a new world. Just to realize that you're my girl. I'm gonna cling to you like a honeybee. Cause I love like a raging sea. I love like a raging sea. I love like a raging sea. I love.
We have a point to prove, Mr. Everett. We'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, yeah.
Incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
You slide this time here. Yeah? You're greasy enough.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Big Chief run of the mouth himself, Charlie Feathers. He's now a Norton recording artist.
Yeah, that's called Rain. It's an unissued track from the late 60s that Charlie Feathers did.
And you guys have a Charlie Feathers LP coming out soon?
Yeah, we got a, it's going to be called Uh-Huh Honey.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be out in the late summer. And that's the single from it. That'll be out in a few weeks.
And then we heard four cuts from the Raging Teens series of New England rock and roll. We heard the Del Mingos, Hop, Skip, and Jump. They sound quite a bit like Mickey Hawks and his Night Raiders.
Yeah, that's an unissued track from a Boston group.
And the Buccaneers, Bye Bye Baby, Al Barnicoat.
Alan Barnacle.
Haddock.
Yeah. Haddock. You got it?
Savage.
Barnacle,
Savage.
The longer they are, the easy. The,
As he so thoughtfully called you to tell you the late Gene Maltese in Raging Sea.
Yeah, right.
What a cool guy.
Actually, one fact, Alan Barnacote's dad was in Desi Arnaz's orchestra. So
wow.
He's got the
resume.
He's got it in the blood.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want to do a couple more news stories, Miss Sally?
Yeah, I also thought of something we didn't renounce, the Empire State Soul Club.
It's next week.
Oh, man.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, next Saturday. We'll announce it next week. This way it'll... Otherwise, we'll announce it today.
Yeah. Just forget it's been announced. We'll announce it next week.
Well, people have...
Forget anyway, Billy.
As we have found out, people have very short memory spans. So if we don't announce... If we announce something that's on a Saturday today, people will show up at the North River Bar tonight.
Stop it, Jim.
Well, so don't
Jim,
do that.
Stop. You're giving me
weekend.
A haddock.
So this guy, Ron Headache, right?
A big haddock on it.
The caddy...
Hippo attack.
Yeah, haddock sucker.
What?
Hippo attack. Did you know that hippos are considered among the most dangerous animals in the wild?
And the fattest.
At least on staircases.
At least when they're wearing tutus. They charge when people come too close or walk between them and their water supply. Anyways, a woman in Johannesburg, South Africa, did just that. She was trampled and killed by two hippos.
That happened to me once on the subway.
That's how Gene Maltese bought it.
And her daughter was seriously injured.
Mm-hmm.
The incident, this is in The incident occurred Wednesday night as she was walking back to her bungalow. Signs on the path warned guests to avoid hippos. How do you avoid a hippo? I mean, you just paint yourself with invisible paint. Anyway, Nell didn't, and the rest is history.
That wouldn't
history.
Be Nell Carter, would it?
I hope so.
That's definitely a main event.
Okay, now we've got 9 people. The animals are doing good this week. Elephants collide, 9 people slightly hurt. This is in Lafayette, Indiana, near where my dad's from. Some of the smartest people in the world. A collision of circus elephants led to the toppling of a barricade, slightly injuring 9 people who couldn't get out of the way. They were being led around the wing Wednesday night at the Tarzan Zerbini International Circus when one of the animals stopped unexpectedly. Then the next elephant bumped into it, and you know.
Pardon me, fella.
You know how they those pile up stuff on the freeway?
They definitely shouldn't wax the floors before bringing the elephants in.
Nah.
Yeah, too many peanuts.
And then we have a story from New York, right?
Yeah. You want to do that one, Hound?
Well, I can do it. Monkey attacks man in subway. Honest.
Mickey Dolenz?
A subway token clerk, Kevin Brown, was attacked by a monkey this
He's
week.
He's one of my favorites.
Look, Kevin Brown? Well, you know your subway token clerks personally? It was near Madison Square Garden. The bizarre encounter occurred as he was reporting to work at 34th Street and 7th Avenue IRT station late Tuesday and spotted a man holding a small monkey on a leash talking to another subway clerk. I just passed the guy and his monkey jumped on me. The monkey was screaming and scratching. I thought I was being mugged. He just jumped on me unprovoked, and I wasn't even facing the monkey when he jumped on me. He just missed my eyes, but I'm fine. Brown said he was sinking to the floor during the attack, but the monkey's owner pulled him up just in the nick of time.
So the monkey was wearing a diaper.
Well, then it'd be Peter Tork.
He was wearing a woolen cap. It was
the monkey's owner, Don Kirshner.
All right, well, this next set that Billy has provided, this is a real treat, especially for you classic rock fans, because what we have are our first record.
Classic rock fans are listening to K-Rock now.
Well, some of them are getting ready for...
for a fun night.
Yeah. Well, what we have queued up right now is the Squires, which is Neil Young's first group. What year do you think this is from?
I think it's 1963, I believe.
And this will be followed by Lou Reed's very first group, the Jades.
Right.
Paul Simon doing business as True Taylor.
Right.
Iggy and the Iguanas.
Right.
And then a special tribute to the Doors from We'll Tell You Who It Is Later.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear the Squires. Neil Young and the Squires, 1962.
Yeah. sugar or false. You like to tip me, well, that's when we're alone. Baby, please answer, sugar or false. And when we've had a party, you never ask for no one else. Well, I'm a checking on your answers, and so I can plan to see if my baby's due or false to me. Well, I'm checking on your answers, so if I can plainly see if my baby's due or false to me.
An all-American boy sings his way into your hearts.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Wow. Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. Doing patron saint of morons everywhere, doing 20th Century Fox.
Genius.
They should have had him do the play Jim Morrison in the Doors movie.
Instead of the guy who looked like Dwight Twilley?
Yeah. Counting backwards, we had Iggy in the Iguanas, 1965, again and again.
His first vocal performance.
And playing drums on it, too.
Right.
Such a talented lad, that James Osterberg of Uspinski, Michigan. True Taylor, True or False, that was Paul Simon.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he was still.
I guess
then.
That would make Garfunkel False Taylor.
Yeah. The Jades featuring Lou Reed, his very first composition, I guess,
I
recorded.
I think that's
composition.
Him doing the talking part in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Lever for Me. And we open up with Neil Young and the Squires, the Sultan.
Right.
That's a great record.
Cool. Yeah, that's one of the toughest to find Canadian records.
Well, how many Canadian records are people looking for? Let's face
it. Well, the thing with Canada only had like 5 record companies and put everything out. So if you did an independent record, you know, it was like the kiss of death. So there's not too many things that aren't on the...
What's this Neil Young related thing I've got queued up here?
Okay, this is a record. It's a version of Act Naturally by a guy. It's Tiny Tim. It's not the Tiny Tim, but it's a 5-year-old kid named Tiny Tim. Just play a little of it at 45.
Now should I slow it down to 33?
Okay, now 33. Suddenly becomes Neil Young.
Well, but
you're right. Wow. Go figure.
Magic.
Do I have a lot of time on my hands or what?
Lifestyles of right. Self-employed, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
A little something for everyone.
Well, that was quite a treat, Bill.
We take our alternative music seriously at Norton Records.
Oh, boy. So we got
put
something
it on alternative speeds.
Something queued up here.
I'm into alternative speed music.
What's our next theme coming up? Just idiotic records?
The theme of if you've been with us for 2.5 hours, you'll justly be rewarded with the real prime stuff now.
Oh, okay. So queued up right now is Sir Lord Jim in the Piccadilly Squares.
Right.
I believe.
Right.
Let's hear
with
that
a
one.
Number called What's a Woolly Bully?
The world.
you want to listen to music about having sex with corpses?
Understand us teenagers.
Music? Well, I don't want that racket around here.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Now, my friend, we're talking rock.
Yeah.
Oh, the Playboys, Mopity Mope.
Without Gary Lewis.
Larry Diamond, Betty Booper. Danny Rowland, Shockwave. Buddy Sharp and his Shakers did White House Twist.
With Cy, as the label states, with Cy Wagner on rhythm bongos.
As opposed to the other kind.
Yeah.
And Sir Lord Jim and the Piccadilly Squares did What is a Woolly Bully?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bill, that was quite sad.
We waited for that and it was worth it.
The next issue of Kix Magazine? Is that what it is?
Yeah, we're getting ahead of ourselves now.
Mm-hmm. A future volume of The Big Itch, maybe?
Could be. We had someone call in wanting to know what Jack Starr is up to lately. Jack Starr has a new line of cologne out.
When you mean out, I mean like where out?
Like out, like you got to put it out in the field. Like he sent me a cassette, and in the cassette was a piece of paper with
some of the cologne on it.
A scent of the cologne on it, and I had to put the cassette out on the windowsill and let the sun bake away the smell. But it's getting to the point now where I could almost keep the cassette in the house. It's pretty strong stuff.
But someday Jack Starr will make his return to the New York area to entertain his hordes of fans.
One can only hope.
Well, I've often thought you should just rent out one of those big tour buses and, you know, get Joey Psycho to pilot the Norton Caravan Tour.
It worked for Ringo Starr. It can work for Jack Starr.
Definitely. Well, what do we got next here? We got Gino is a Coward.
Mm-hmm.
And this record.
I got to send this out to Gaylord because...
It's his record.
It's his record. He left it at my house about a year and a half ago, and I haven't been able to find it, and I found it while I was getting this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, Gaylord, this goes out to you. Maybe you should put it on tape in case I don't get to give it back to you.
Put it on tape because the moratorium of leaving a record at somebody's house is, I believe, 17 months.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Too bad. All right. Gino is a Coward.
it comes to love. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I spent a whole year in the jungle. Comes to love. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just the thought of it, just one little kid, made me shiver and shake. A girl getting into me and a fear in me. Rock, roll, shimmy the shake. Hey!
Thank you.
about that.
It's got a V8 motor and some automatic gears and only $95 a month for the next 10 years. Well, it's unconditionally guaranteed to keep me from buying anything I need. I might be broke, but I'm riding in style, getting 14 gallons every mile. I got the front and the back seat loaded with chicks that I ride down the boulevard getting my kicks.
It really is a thrill to sit behind the wheel of my brand new spanking new
bucket seats, and that motor can perform some remarkable feats. It takes on off like a saber jet, and I ain't found nothing that'll catch it yet. Now I was cruising down the street when the wheels fell off. And that motor went to sputtering and starting to call. I dropped the transmission like I figured I would, and then that carburetor flew clean straight out through that hood. I went to see the man about my guarantee, and he said, look here, boy, don't even bother me. So he turned around and he started heading south with a fistful of my knuckles right smack in his mouth. Yeah, they say the best way in the world to get back on your feet is to miss a couple of car payments.
Back up the other way.
build out wings and fly around.
Come along, Pop. Come along. Everything will be all right after a while.
Mr. Death, it's getting too hot now. Ooh, Mr. Death, look at that man with that foggy tail. Ah, I want to go the other way.
I'm to leave you here with this man. He will take care of you.
But look at all that fire. Come back, Mr. Death. Don't leave me here with this man. Mr. Devil, it's hot in here. I want some water. For my water.
I'm sorry, my boy. You have served me well. But there's nothing more for me to do here with you.
Mr. Devil, don't push me in that fire. Oh, Mr. Devil.
I'm like a four-legged deer up a part of near just to see you walking the tall green grass. I'm like a big giraffe with a head so high from stretching my neck when you pass me by. I'm like a rattlesnake, I don't hesitate. I shake my rattles when you walk by the gate. I'm like a panther cat that's on the prowl for love, and when you come along, I scream to heaven above. I'm like a hungry lion that's king and proud, and when you come by, you got me sitting on a cloud. Like a great big ape, fast looking for a date. When you come along, I wanna squeeze you like a grape. I'm like a mountain goat that's on an icy peak, and when you come along, I wanna slide to your feet. I'm like a crocodile that lies in the sun, and when you swim by, I wanna have some fun. Even when you come along, I want to be your slave. I'm like a great big camel with a hump in his back from shaking myself when you walk by my shack. Well, I hope someday that they'll turn me loose and I'll walk out the gate like a big bull moose. And if you are still hanging around, then we'll get married and settle down.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Wow. Quite a set there. Permit of Love by Tom Reeves on the Great Crest label. And before that, we heard Eugene Fox in The Sinner's Dream. The Payments' Brand New Automobile. The Creators' Booga Bear. The Ecuador's Let Me Sleep Woman. Gino Washington. Gino Was a Coward.
And Chuck Berry on guitar on the Ecuador's.
Yeah. And Billy Miller, thank you very much for coming down here.
Anytime.
Thank you.
Billy. Thank you, Sally, for the marvelous pizza.
And don't forget, folks, Kicks Magazine, and look at any of your better newsstands in the metropolitan area, or you can write to
Box 646, Cooper Station, New York, New York, 10003.
And don't forget, those Raging Teens albums will be out in a matter of weeks. Charlie Feathers.
Very short time.
And what else? Miriam's Bad Seed postcard book and...
Send for the catalog, and it's all in there.
Right. Send for the catalog. Wild Girl is up next. WFMU East Orange. The Lord, the Crick. You know, one more Bobby Fuller tribute before we go.
And Bob, you can record this one too. Now get a dime. We'll go out and we'll buy some wine, drinking wine. And I'll get a quarter. But I'll go out with a farmer's daughter, drinking wine, 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 girl, she drives a rod. She ain't good looking, but she's got a good wine, 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 wine. Her, but Tarzan and me drinking wine.